George Washington, Thomas Jefferson felt this way, so this is how we should all feel hundreds of years later, right? Now, if you talk about making organizations diverse, inclusive, equitable, there's an opportunity for us to choose culture, to create culture, right? But often we inherit culture and pass it down from generation to generation. And so we come into an organization and we say, oh, they've always done it this way. This is how it should be.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, and then this also speaks to why it's so valuable to not have only white people in the room. Like if you have different examples of different cultural practices in the room, we might realize, hey, maybe we could try and do things this other way.
You know, I also love that this felt empowering, the way he talks about it, that during this painful process, maybe we can end up with more choice and freedom in our workplaces and in our churches and in our political organizations. And I mean, we could have this conversation all day. And really, we're just starting to open up this topic for ourselves and for our listeners. And so my last question for you, Jessica, is do you actually think organizations can change? And if so, how?
All organizations are made up of people. People are imperfect. There's no such thing as like perfect organization, perfect racial justice transformation, any of that. And I think that organizational change happens exactly the same way that change happens for individuals, right? You have to be able to see what's going on. You can like understand, process, work through, and change your behavior, right? And organizations can do exactly that. None of us are probably going to be able to fix racism, period, full stop. But what we can be doing is looking at the ways that we're perpetuating harmful systems and try to change that.
Thank you so much, Jessica. And that does it for today's show. Before we leave you today, sort of piggybacking off of today's discussion, Jessica is leaving us soon, and we are looking for a new executive director. So if you're excited to work at a media organization that's committed to transparency and change, please visit our website for more information.
You're listening to Community Radio.
KBOO, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Development and Events Committee meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell an Indian first then?
Good evening. This is DJ Yellow Horse. You are listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm going to be here for, guess what, the next 2 hours. It is the Indigenous Power Hour this evening as well after the show. So stick around, hang out for that if you want to. It is going to be great. So is this show. I'm pretty excited. Jack is going to be not here this week, and she's going to also, unfortunately, not be around for the next couple of weeks. She's got some things to do, and It will just be me. So you know what that means? I get to have my wonderful rants with you all. And I cannot wait because I have a lot on my mind. I have a lot to say. There are a few things that I haven't been able to talk about or we just haven't had the time to discuss within the past few weeks. And you know, I've been gone as well and I gotta let it all out. You know, it's like just bottled up and gotta go. I can't wait. Let's get some energy in here. This is going to be Superhero by DJ Shub here on Rose City Native Radio.
Faster than speeding bullet. Bata! Bata! It's the adventures of Bata! I'm a superhero. Only rock plain clothes when I lay low. Won't play for the pesos. Tryna make dough. Need bank like Bezos. But I play shows. But I hit the stage. They know. Clash for the bands like my name was Joe. Came from the north. Yeah, I came from the snow. Break through doors that I might just pose. Bata! Yeah, I might just pose. Got more hits. Come again, them shows. Got a couple things for my friends and foes. Big with the flow, try to spin around the globe. It's a sharp instrumental. Fire from the ice, that's elemental. Keep the mind concise, keep the body nimble. Hear the track go bang in your residential.
Feeling like a superhero. Feeling here we go. Feeling like a superhero.
Lord of the underground, make my sounds. East side of the map where I stay downtown. Speak over breaks, but I won't break down. Well, you say don't count. Work all day, no play, no lounge. Might say hey when I make my rounds. Ball all day, but my checks don't bounce. No, my checks don't bounce. Jump buildings at a single bound. Booms that power if a man wanna row. Cheers and wows coming out of the crowd. Watch the crowd get loud. Bench press over 1,000 pounds. Fight for the fan, try to make them proud. Here for a while, then I'm out through the clouds.
Feeling like a superhero. Feeling here we go. Feeling like a superhero.
And that was Superhero by DJ Shub. We're going to be, you know, listening to a lot of DJ Shub right now. I really, really just want to, you know, get some energy up in here. It has been a long day for me. I don't know about you, but I need to get amped up. And what better way to do so is with some more DJ Shub. Also, okay, real quick. Last week, somebody gave us a call and said, oh, hey, really love the music, everything. And they asked if it was related to Indigenous people or even Native people. And I would like to let everyone know, if you're a first time listener, maybe a long time listener, or, you know, just started a few weeks or months ago, everything you hear, every music is going to be in some way, shape, or form, Indigenous produced. And that's what we do. So glad we got that out of the way. It was just on my head. Let's listen again. More DJ Shub. This is Big Crow. We'll be right back. And that was Mama Koopy by A Tribe Called Red. Before that, we listened to Big Crow by DJ Shub. Up next, this is going to be a classic. I know I played it last week, but I still love it. This is Out of the Gate, or OOTG, by JB the First Lady.
Take my light. I'm ready to take flight. That was in the plan. Damn was damn. My words catch fire and my connect wires. It requires to inspire to the smallest, to the oldest, who mold us. Ancestors' prayers upstairs that will heal and repair. No one can compare. They stare and they stare. I'm aware, head up, no glare. I'm in the light, I'm in the fight, I'm in the sight. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what it's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'ma speak and speak to my highest peak. I'ma seek and seek till it becomes a technique. Failure of police, how they treat my niece. No one day you'll be a period piece. How they treat our deceased. No such thing as justice of the peace. Canada lies and lies. As Canoes, there is no excuse for hate and abuse. I know it's tough, I know it's rough. We are still here, she is still here, he is still here. This is our time to rise. Time to rise, time to rise, time to rise, time to rise. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what it's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud.
And that was Out of the Gate by JB, the First Lady, here on Rose City Native Radio. I want to play some more music. I am still not amped up. But, you know, let's continue. This is going to be... for sure. All right, let's do Coffee by Exquisite Ghost.
Yeah.
That was I Am Red by, what is it, Elisa Harkins. Before that, we were listening to Hum by Steady, which I believe they go by a new name on SoundCloud, and I don't remember. So I apologize if you try to look up Hum by Steady. They also have Tuesday by Steady, Wake, Beaches. Those are all great songs. Also all by Steady before they changed their name. Before that, we were listening to Coffee by Exquisite Ghost. If you really love a native artist who is doing, you know, just sound and art and music, and it's great and it's loud, and, you know, I'm glad that I get to play it. All these different types of music from a bunch of different artists and genres. I want to play, this is going to be Far Away Fires by Janet Rogers, and you are still listening to Rose City Native Radio.
Far Away Fire. Coming together, runners, charting new courses, messages of unification. People of the Shirt, the original band on the run. It could have been done, the remembering that comes from knowing the stronghold, holding ground. Perhaps those fires wanted to be united, needed to be together, to keep burning. They say what the others say. It was never about blood thinning, but blending. Over time, it became their story of kin. The leaders, the language, the land, land, always the land, defending together as ally forces, no choice but to pick a side. History sees them win. What of the women navigating their place among the new family dynamics disrupted? How many nations of generations before they hold their own again? Recognizing similarities. Haudenosaunee ceremonies, dialects close enough to warrant one interpreter. Diplomacy of military, again with similarity. Together, they take protection, offer protection, consolidations necessary to survive. Recognized as adoptees. Chiefs holding equality among a confederacy, influencing them who wanted to be father. Instead, sits outside this council and looks in, looks on with admiration. This is how humans do it. The original web of connections. Our territory spanned, extended in many directions. The shrinking was constant. Couldn't stop looking to ambitious cousins before there was even a line there to be crossed. Called Haudenosaunee. Accepting a proud name, able to combat disease and war. Tuskies, following the great white roots of peace to Oneida's door. Joining fires from North Carolina's happy fields of hemp to northern communes, narrowly escaping southern slavery. These people, who scattered as the wind, scattered smoke, born on the same shores, driven up through mountain valleys. Survivance, not savagery, doing that of any other family.
That was Far Away Fires by Janet Rogers. You are listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse, and this is the wonderful time where I get to rant. So if you're new, when Jackie is out of the studio, I get to do this wonderful rant that I love to do, where I get to talk about my feelings of my Indigenous perspective and what has been bugging me either this week, yesterday, or even the day of the show. And you know what? This week, what has been really bugging me is that there was, I believe maybe it was a week and a half ago, and it's still been bugging me, is that there was a TSA agent who had, I wouldn't use the word assault, but put her hands and did an action that shouldn't have been done by a TSA agent. So the story is that Tara Hauska was going through security at the Minneapolis airport, and she was told by a TSA agent that she needed, the agent needed to pat down her hair because she had long braids. So she complied, and then that's when things went awry. And so the TSA agent did what they normally did at the airport, and once they got to the braids, they patted down and then pulled the braids behind Hauska's shoulders, laughed, and said, "Giddy up," while snapping the braids. This also reminds me of another time when, I believe this was 2017, an Albuquerque teacher had cut a student's braids. And also this happened around Halloween time, where she was dressed like a pilgrim, made some not so great comments about dirty Indians, and the, well, this is all alleged because the case is still ongoing, so we're not completely sure what had happened, but I think it probably did. And it's these acts of subtle racism towards Native Americans that a lot of people think is fine and is acceptable and perfectly valid to have in our society here in 2020. And you know, that really bugs me a lot, because it's a lot of the times when I go and introduce myself, I say, "Hi, my name is Nick Yellowhorse," and if it's for a job or for somebody taking down my name for something, even like a reservation for a restaurant, say, "Nick Yellowhorse is my name," and whomever helps me out a lot of the times will say, "How do you spell that?" As if you don't know how to spell the color an animal. That is just like, how? Just because it's different and isn't, and you, okay, think about how many times you have these Anglican names that end in SKI, like ski, like Wachowski, or can't remember another one. But they're really odd spellings, and a lot of people don't always have to ask how it's spelled or anything of that matter. And it's just, there's just this huge disparity that you don't think about, because we're supposed to be seen as invisible and that we don't exist, and the mythical Indian is somewhere out there in the Southwest, but we don't know, not for sure. Maybe it's on top of the mountain at Monument Valley, where you'll see a fancy dancer dancing for your commercial. And a lot of these happen every single day, and it's like we're invisible, that we don't exist, and get the reply of, "Well, you don't look like an Indian to me. Which, you know, our administration has said to someone else who shall not be named because both parties are in the wrong, and I don't enjoy talking about that. But these are just examples that happen, and they range from small towns to larger cities to national headlines, and get talked about only when a tragedy happens to us. And it's always, oh, so sad, poor them, I don't know what to do, it's going to happen whether they don't like it or not. But you also have to think about how incarceration rates for our population are the highest among any and all minorities. It's, we make up so little, yet there's so much of us that have all these problems affecting us in our daily lives, especially missing and murdered Indigenous women. That's happening all over our country, all over our continent, and nobody wants to talk about it unless you hear about a murder, which happens so often, and it's scary. And many times, and we only talk about the lives that are lost rather trying to protect those who are still here. I mean, we're talking about women of all ages, from 12 all the way up, and it happens so often. There was that statistic in 2017 that I believe it was 5,646 Indigenous women were either missing or murdered in that year. 5,646 divided by 365 days. That, I mean, do the math. It's happening statistically every single day. And nobody wants to talk about it. Why don't we want to talk about it? I mean, that's, what is that? 15 point something people a day, basically. And we're not going to talk about it because, oh, it's the reservation's problem or jurisdiction issues. And, oh, she died on federal land and not your reservation. Therefore, this, and that. And it's young women, all women, that are being affected. And the statistics that come out of these things are harrowing and scary. And it's happening to all nations across the United States and Canada and beyond, because nobody wants to talk about it. And when I sound like a broken record, I know, but this happens every year, and the number is only getting higher. And what are we supposed to do, right? How are we going to highlight this major issue, especially with 2020 coming? The 2020 campaigns are happening and coming up, and we're going to vote and have an election, and this should be a hot topic, but it not always is, and that's upsetting. And I personally feel it's a type of erasure of my people, of people like me, First Nations, and that it's just trying to make us more invisible than we already are. And the narrative of natives and casinos, and they get all that money and free education and healthcare, this and that, and that's not the truth. And unfortunately, it's not the truth for most of us. I don't get money from my tribe. I wish I did, but I don't. And even the times that we do get money and we try to use the money that we're given by our tribes because of what our tribe is doing, we get questioned. I mean, think about what we talked about the other week when that man up in Canada went to the bank with his money that he received from the tribe trying to open up a bank account for his granddaughter, and both of them got arrested because it was probably fraud, according to the bank. Right? And you just have to be a little more in tune to these things. I mean, we're not just going to be flute music and headdresses and feathers. We're living in a modern age, and we're not going to always fit your ideal and your perspective and your stamp, your mold of what a native should be, what they should appear and how they should act or even speak. I mean, there's even times when you hear my voice, and sometimes there are those who would say, oh, he's maybe not native because he speaks a certain way. I don't know. I just know who I am and my feelings, my perspective, and that's what I'm trying to give to you. And I'm just trying to highlight these atrocities that happen to us across the board, not only to my tribe. And I hope you are a lot more aware of that. I hope you understand that any land that you are currently on shouldn't be yours. I know it's not mine. It's just the thought. And thank you for letting me give you these thoughts. I will have a lot more in the next coming weeks. Jack should be coming back in mid-February, I believe. So be prepared for more of these rants. They just happen to be what I want to talk about that day. And I hope you learned something. I hope I brought insight, perhaps. But let's continue the show. This is I wouldn't say a heavy song, but this is a wonderful song. This is Seven by Frank Wallen featuring Tanya Winder.
Give up every poem I've ever spoken. Have my mouth call back each and every one of them from your ears back into my pen's failed attempts at trying to put back the splintered pieces of our hearts. Our hearts. Our hearts staring at a blank page, wishing we could begin again.
Thousands of warriors will come rushing in. Our ancestors wage war with the government in the spirit of Spotted Tail and John Trudell. This is spiritual awakening. They feed us lies, but we won't take it in. Let us ride on the lands where our ancestors died, breathing life into our cultures they said were petrified. They tell a history that our peoples don't recognize. The U.S. government should be charged with genocide. Spitting rhymes in the time of blood quantum and suicide. We survived, staying strong. All those times we should have died. I confess, I'm depressed. Sometimes I can't take the stress. Living is a test. Distressed up in the Wild West. My fam suffers, the land suffers. I hate the silence. I hate statistics. I hate the prisons. I hate the violence. I hate these politicians making the wrong decisions. I hate these men that inflict this violence upon our women. They hate to see us rise. We're on their TVs, man. Remind these settlers that they're up on treaty land. I did this with my music, a CD in my hand, a microphone in the other. Now watch me take a stand. I go
ghost dance over drums. My music speaks to the young. I give my heart for the people. The revolution's begun. We're standing stronger than ever when history weighs a ton. I'm giving thanks to Creator. We're suffering with the sun. My mother says I'm the son. My people say I'm the one. My microphone, it inspire. I fire it like a gun. Higher into your privilege. Conspiring with the spirits. My environment require. My lyrics be the exhibit of genius that has a plan. My allegiance is with the land. My people look not people in your prisons. Our sisters end up missing. I petition my position to live in conditions that kill my people, my bill, my vision. Yeah.
It's the sound of a nation rising. A generation with a vision. We're tired of our people dying. It's like a generation. We are present. We are present. It's the sound of a nation rising. A generation with a vision. After reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian, and that everything we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate, and our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives,
begins before there was a United States, because it was nation to nation amongst the Native nations and the European nations.
The story's told. With lies, lies, lies.
The treaty
signs.
The founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
War was lost. Treaty signed, I had to leave my life behind. I live among you, well disguised. I had a name, but never mind.
Broke over 500 trees.
They were unilateral agreements between two sovereigns. Meaning that it was indigenous people here and the U.S. government, and it was equal. We still retain that. The other way that it's supported and retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that, and maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth. The truth that died. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth. The truth that died. You serve them well. I'm not surprised.
Broke over 500 treaties.
You're of their kin. You're of their kind.
Broke over 500 treaties.
You serve them well. I'm not surprised.
Broke over 500 treaties.
I had a name. But never mind.
Now, it turns out that the problem with treaties begins not on the Native side, but like many problems, begins on the Western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-Native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native Nations, and we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. the United States gained the territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why was it important?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state government, it also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth and truth they die. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth and truth they die.
This is about healing. Healing.
Founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
But never mind.
Thank you so much for listening. This is Rose City Native Radio. Please check us out on Facebook, Rose City Native Radio. If you have music suggestions, more just comments about the show, pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Send anything. We love hearing from you. And you know, don't forget to listen to the Indigenous Power Hour coming up next. This is Stolen by Wolf Saga. Have a great night.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.